We're going to start in the NBA, obviously, with the Celtics really just dominating the Milwaukee Bucks last night, blowing them out 140-99. Now, John, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and had the Celtics not faltered a few days ago and lost that game, this would have been a game where the Celtics would have could have brought themselves within to within one and had the tiebreaker. At the very least, they do have the tiebreaker right now, and they did win last night. So I guess I'll ask you, how big of a victory was this for the Celtics, and is this something that could eventually lead them to the one seed?
Well, it would have been bigger, again, if they had not shown up in Washington on Tuesday night or not lost to Houston a couple of weeks ago, arguably the worst team in basketball. They've had some perplexing losses this year, losing three times to Orlando, twice to Chicago, who probably will qualify as a play-in team. But, yeah, they had the opportunity to make this closer. Again, we don't know what would have happened last night if the Celtics had won Tuesday, because maybe Milwaukee treats the game differently. Now, Milwaukee had all their players, but it was pretty apparent from the get-go that the Celtics were right on point and Milwaukee wasn't. Thus, you get a 41-point win by the Celtics. The Celtics have five games left, as does Milwaukee. The Celtics would have to pretty much go 5-0 down the stretch. And Milwaukee, if they lose two games of their final five, they end up with the same record as the Celtics, and the Celtics do win the tiebreaker. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Milwaukee will, you know, go 4-1 down the stretch, and I don't know if the Celtics can go 5-0. They've still got one game at Philadelphia. They're 3-0 against the 76ers this year. I think the one takeaway you can have, though, Ian, is the two teams that they're most likely going to have to beat to get to the finals will be Philadelphia and Milwaukee. And the Celtics are 5-1 against those two teams this year. And the only loss came when the Celtics had four of their starters out back on Valentine's Day, when they both managed the team and then played them the following night against Detroit for some reason. So against Philly and Milwaukee, the Celtics, I think, are very confident going into the postseason.
Yeah, and look, I mean, that's a pretty good situation to be in. I mean, if you're struggling, at least they're not, you know, at times, you know, like you said, losing to Orlando twice. I mean, that's one of the more puzzling things about this season. But yeah, I mean, you're feeling pretty good about your two closest competitors now. Again, I mean, this is a Celtics team that they're so good. I mean, that you're magnifying issues that, well, really aren't issues in the long term. And, you know, you look at, well, you know, you talk about Philadelphia, you talk about Milwaukee. They've been able to do quite well against them, not only this season, but in the past in the playoffs. These aren't teams that they've, you know, had to get the monkey off their back, so to speak, try to get over. Oh, we can't get past the Bucks. Oh, we can't get past the 76ers. Conversely, it's the opposite. It's the 76ers saying, oh, we can't get past the second round. I mean, forget about the Celtics. They can't get past the second round. So, you know, I think the Celtics are in good shape there. Everyone likes to bring up Miami, but I believe, John, and I saw this pop up yesterday, Miami is, I think they've scored the most points under 90 all season. So this isn't a deadly offensive team. They have opportunities, or they have stretches where they shoot well, but I mean, the reality of it is Miami, I think, is, I don't know what it is. Is it history? Is it, you know, people love Jimmy Butler? I don't understand why Miami's always the, oh, you better watch out for them. Is it Pat Riley, John? I don't know. I think it's an honest question. I think they're a good team. I don't understand why they're constantly picked as the team that could, like, you know, cause trouble. And I don't know.
Well, I think part of it is, yeah, Pat Riley has a certain aura about him. I think Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA. And oftentimes when you get into a 7-game series, coaching does matter. Maybe in the regular season, not so much. Butler is just a guy who's going to bring it pretty much every night. He's a pain in the butt. Kyle Lowry has championship DNA. Tyler Hero can get really hot and put up 35. Bam Adebayo probably going to make third team All-NBA as a center. So, I mean, they present some problems because they play defense. Like you said, they've had more games under 90 than any team in the league, but kind of the style they play is physical. Maybe they don't play with the same pace as the Celtics or teams like that. So I think the Celtics would beat Miami. They beat them last year, but it sure was a struggle. I mean, even when you got to game 7 and you had a 13-point lead with, what, 3.5 minutes left, Jimmy Butler's coming down the court, chucks up a three that would have probably won the game for Miami, right? Would have put them up 1. So they're just a pain in the butt type of team. You can beat them. I think you're more talented than them. In fact, I know you're more talented than them, but they're going to make you earn every single basket and every win in the series. So that's really where you go with that. And again, they've been a couple times the last few years in the postseason, and they beat you in the bubble to go to the finals, and you beat them last year to go to the finals. You didn't have much success, either team did, once they got to the finals. But yeah, that's a team that feels like a six-game series, where maybe if you play Brooklyn in the first round, it's a sweep or a five-game series, and it's not going to have the same after effect of when you take on the Miami Heat, who are just so well coached and are going to bring it every night and be physical with you.
Well, I think, you know, I agree that I think it would be a six-game series, but I think it would be more about the Celtics than it would be about the Heat. And by that, I mean, you know, the Celtics have a tendency to play really down to their competition. And I'm not saying they're going to play down to the Heat, but I feel like there's going to be, you know, we talk about the Bruins, obviously, crosstown, you know, not rivals, but same town, you know, winter sports friendly. You know, we talk about the Bruins and how they've maintained this high level of consistency, and that, you know, possibly they could go in through this playoffs, you know, season and really just run ragged, like, you know, 16-4, that type of thing. I think the Celtics obviously have the potential to go and win the NBA title, but I think it's going to be far more of a process. I mean, you're going to win a series 4-2. I think you're going to go 7 against Milwaukee, you know, but I also think that's going to be kind of a product of, well, you're going to have some nights where the Celtics are going to come out and they're just going to stink. Because they've done that. And again, it's not their in their DNA. They don't do that regularly. But it happens enough that I think, you know, again, when you say Miami, sure, 6 games. But I think it's going to be more about the Celtics and maybe a game here and there where they just don't play to their expectations and end up losing to keep that series tight. So maybe I'm just a little overconfident in what they can do. And I don't know. I feel like losing in the finals last year taught this team quite a bit, and I think they're going to be better, and obviously have a more. I mean, I guess they're going to have more a better opportunity, I think, to go all the way this year, because I think they've learned quite a bit over the year, especially last year. But I still get the feeling that you're going to get that clunker where they're just ice cold from three. You know, basically what you know we've seen out of this Celtics team every so often for the last few years.
And that's always been an issue in the NBA. I mean, you can go back all the way to like the 1987 NBA Finals. And again, people wax poetically about that time. Those are two great teams, the Celtics and Lakers. There were blowouts in that series as well. It just kind of happens that way. You know,
yeah.
You get down, you're down 21, and you pull the starters because it's a series. You know, it's not the Tour de France. You start the next game at 0-0. So that does happen in the NBA. My issue with the Celtics is they carry themselves as if they've won multiple championships.
Uh-huh.
The franchise has won 17, but this group hasn't won anything. You know, we keep hearing about Jason Tatum dunk on LeBron in Game 7 of the 2018 Eastern Conference Finals. Well, the Cavaliers won that game in that series. The Heat did beat them in the bubble. The Warriors did beat them last year. They still got to break through. They do kind of carry themselves as if they're a team that's accomplished a lot. Milwaukee at least does have a championship, so they can kind of lean on that. That's where I want to see the Celtics take it to the next level. I think they're good enough to win the championship.
Oh, sure.
Without question. Without question. I mean, if they bring their A game and Tatum and Brown combine for 70 points like they did last night and be pretty efficient with it, who's beating them? I don't think anyone.
And,
but that's the key, is bringing it more often.
And that's exactly my point. The, you know, if the Celtics bring their A game. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, they do. I mean, you know, let's not make this sound like, you know, we're you know, talking about this team as like, yeah, they're 100% capable of going out and winning a title. And like you said, if they're at the top of their game, I don't think there's a team in the NBA that's going to beat them in 7 games. But like I said, unlike the Bruins, and this is the I guess the great luxury of having two teams that are really good running at the same time in the same town, unlike the Bruins, they've had a few more bumps in the road, so to speak. And remarkably, the Bruins seem to just have, they have not. They've been very much like that 2018 Red Sox team. But, so yeah, I just, it'll be exciting to see if this is something they can build off of in terms of getting into the playoffs. I mean, just a few games left, so it's not unreasonable to think that this could be kind of like the spark to get them going. Wow, they just blew out maybe their biggest competition in the East by 41, and they were healthy. So